All right, everyone, we are back. It is Inside City Limits. We are recapping match day six against Austin FC. Another frustrating watch, fellas. We were on the short end of a 1-0 result. A lot of sitting back, sitting deep, no possession, at least in the beginning. Before the weather delay, we saw a little bit of everything on Sunday afternoon, but I don't know if anyone has any strong opinions that would want to start. I guess we can start with just like the lineup that we saw and some of the subs. I saw some people online that were a little questionable or a little frustrated with some of the tactics that we've been seeing.
Yeah, it was a frustrating game, kind of like the Philly game. Just, anytime you don't score, you lose 1-0 and you still sit back as much as we did, it's frustrating. And then as soon as you put some of those offensive playmakers on, you just can't seem to put the ball in the back of the net. So frustrating to watch. 2 in a row, 1-0 losses. Hopefully this offense can get kickstarted this week against a poor Sporting Kansas City.
I don't know how you expect to score a goal when you start five center backs.
I don't know. It was a tough game. I thought they looked pretty good in towards the end there, But I don't know what they're gonna. I don't know what they can even do about this offense. It's just killing the team. It's going to really drag us down unless they can turn it around.
What I think is so frustrating is that it's just the defense looks so good. I mean, they're holding teams to one goal at best. Like if we could get a goal here and there, I think that we would be thrilled with how this team looks. There's no vision. There is no aggression on offense. They just can't. There's no clinical ability in the final third, and it's very frustrating.
I fully believe that if we could average a goal a game, we wouldn't lose whole season.
Yeah.
Our defense has been that dominant. And we played, Austin was second in the West coming this game. Philly was second in the East going into that game. It's not like we played the bottom of the barrel teams. It's just our offense, I don't know.
It's crazy. I'm not even sure this team's going to score 34 goals over the season, which would be the one a game. That's how awful the offense has been, and I just have no belief in it.
We brought players in like Toyshirt and Hartel to finish, and we got Betcher on loan to finish. And I mean, there's been plenty of matches now where we outplayed our opponents. You go back to the first game of the season against Colorado. I mean, this game's almost similar when you look at total shots. This game, 16, wasn't the Colorado 18. But only
Yeah.
two shots on target this time, under a goal on, expected goals. We brought these guys in to finish, and now obviously Toyshirt's not pl didn't play last game. Betcher was nowhere to be found. Klaus didn't do anything. I don't know. It's just we're gonna have more of these games where we're not giving up goals, but if we can't score, we're not gonna get points. And I think this game, I mean, Austin's goal, it looked pretty cut and dry, but I think Ben Lunt might have come out with that save that got the. It was from about the 6-yard line. It's like 6 yards out, top of the box. Played it in, and then it actually went off Yarrow's leg and into the back of the net. Lunt might have been able to get that one, but I don't know. It's another game where we kind of outpossess, outplay, outshoot, but there's not a lot of danger in our scoring chances, and then obviously no finishes.
This is just a 1 week on Toy Shirt, the hamstring.
When I was looking at the injury report, it said late April. So I'm thinking it might be towards the end of the month for him.
For a toy shirt?
Is that true? Because
Yeah.
I feel like everybody we hear, it's late April. I feel like that's
Yeah,
like
the
a
team's
season
gonna be
right
really good early May.
They're just throwing a dart at the calendar, it seems like.
Also, Durkin doesn't look like he'll be back for a while. That I don't think I've seen an official report or anything like that, but it was like kind of a non-contact knee injury. Looked pretty bad.
So they trained today, Monday, as the time of we're recording. They're off tomorrow, and then they train again on Wednesday. And that Wednesday session is when media will be there. So I would assume that we will start to hear some updates like Wednesday or Thursday ahead of KC, which we'll get into later this week.
Yeah, that was scary to see. I was actually, it was kind of funny when I saw him go down. I couldn't see who it was, and I kind of just assumed it was Nilsson. But
you've been scarred too many times.
They subbed Nilsson off at the same time, so I was like, no way did Nilsson get hurt the day he comes back. When I told all of you guys to lay off him a little bit because he's coming back for real this time, but it was unfortunately Durkin, and the injuries just keep piling up for us. It's not great.
We talked a little bit about Morales in the preview of this game, how he's going to slot in for Leuven, which was what happened. And I can say we do miss Leuven. He just really didn't do anything of note. And then Wallum in the midfield. What do you guys, like, what are we doing? This is where I can start my rant.
I thought Wallum played really well.
I disagree. He gave the ball away so many times trying to move the ball upfield. I just don't think that's his position.
Yeah, but how many of our midfielders tend to move the ball upfield?
You know, when the subs came in, they did a lot of that job.
We can get into the Celio glazing.
Celio and Oshak both did better than any of the midfielders that started that game.
I thought Wallum was actually our best attacker until the subs came on. I was really impressed with him up there in the midfield.
Maybe I just saw the bad stuff, but I saw him give it away quite a bit.
I think that he is just very good, like, with the ball at his feet and creating, but defensive is tough. I feel like I see him get walked a lot.
Yeah, I gotta agree with Trevor. Wallum just didn't play well again, and it's just it just feels like we're falling into the same thing. Do you remember all of our complaints last season with Carnell? Is that no matter how bad they're playing, the same people are out there every time. And it just feels like we're right there, right back to where we started with it. Because Wallum's still there. Betcher plays every game. Betcher has more yellow cards than goals in like 250 minutes. Why is he still playing? When was the last time he had a good game?
I think that Betcher up top as a solo striker in that game was kind of, I think if you're keeping one up top, you got to let Klaus go. I'm hoping that means that he will start against KC. If not, I would be, yeah, I like, but I think it's time for a change.
I think you guys are, for lack of a better term, I think you guys are being haters on Wallum. Last three games, he's been one of our highest rated players. I mean, this game, he was the only person outside of the defense to get close to a 7. Even Hartel, he beat Hartel on that as well. I mean,
yeah, but he had 1 of 7 on crosses. So I know crosses are a low percentage stat. And then 1 for 2 on long balls, 37 for 40 on passes. So
I don't know. I mean, pull up Hebert. Yeah, Hebert.
I didn't say
Hebert. I mean, you guys, we're not exactly crossing into.
Hebert had a bad game.
People who can, you know, I mean, the offense has been non-existent. So to hate on someone because they were trying to create offense, I think, is like counterintuitive to what you guys have been saying.
I thought Hebert had a fantastic game.
He did not. He did do better crossing the ball, though, 3 for 6. I just think I was more of the eye test on Wallum without diving deep into his stats. And yeah, 6-7. That's higher than any other of the midfielders. But every time I saw him on the ball, he looked nervous and didn't do well.
I think you're cherry picking. Yeah, he was trying to get bad moments. I think until the subs came on, he was the only person on offense even trying to move the ball up. Don't make me into a Wallum lover. Don't make me defend this man with my life. Don't push me into that
corner. You are defending him with your life. He didn't look good, in my opinion. But
I thought that he looked all right. I also thought that Horn looks pretty good on the left. Does anyone strongly disagree with that?
No, I thought Horn had a pretty good game. I mean, really, I think the only people that had a good game were Horn and Kessler. I don't think anyone else played great. I thought Hebert played fine on the right too. I'm less worried about our wingbacks than I was, say, like 3 weeks ago. I know I've kind of been sounding the alarm on them all season, but watching Hebert step in and Horn step in, I'm a lot less worried about it than I was. which is a positive.
Trevor, I got a question specifically for you. And I'm not trying to beat a dead horse, but take out the subs, so no Celio, no Oshrag, right? Because okay. He has been running the same. It's been, what, like 14 guys who have started?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So who would you rather put in the midfield if we're going to do the one striker than Vala?
So you're saying I can't use any of the subs I played?
No, because...
Well, there's no one else, then.
He's been using the same starters. I would rather have Celio out there, too. Celio looked amazing when he came in.
I'd rather have Celio and Alm both.
Honestly, if we're talking about the attacking mid, I think I'd rather have Oshrak as well. He's been running the same 14, 15 people out there, just kind of moving them around a little bit. I think Volum has looked the best besides Hartel in that attacking position.
I mean, there is nobody else. There's no one else with injuries. It's either Volum, Oshrak, or Celio, maybe. In Celio, they like out wide, and it works. I'd probably rather, I don't know, Watson, Volum. It's like a 50-50 for me. I mean, I don't know. We don't have another guy. We're just lacking talent when Leuven's out in the midfield. There's nothing we can do about it.
And he is not just out because of that suspension, but he is also taking some personal time. I would assume that it has something to do with his wife. So we wish them the best. We hope that it gets taken care of. It's not the first time he's taken some time away, so that just means that question of Durkin and Hartel and who, that third midfielder, if we're going to have it, is it Morales?
We're going to be missing Durkin.
Yeah, damn.
A non-contact injury like that, I mean, Trevor's right, that more often than not, that's an ACL. It's a ligament in your knee. So at the best, we're hoping, what a strain.
I mean, it could have been a hyperextension because, like, when you watch the play, it kind of looks like he hyperextended it. So it could have been that, but they were kind of, it was the body language on the way off. Durkin was about to cry and people were patting him on the head. I think they all probably heard a pop or something like that. Yeah. And they know what's going on.
Yeah. And he got it knocked earlier, what, like 15, 20 minutes earlier?
Yeah.
He got a big knock that he came up limping from. So, you know, it's almost one of those where you think he's trying not to put too much pressure on it. And, you know, I mean, that always goes wrong. But he should have probably got subbed off after that.
It's just this midfield.
Tough. I know it's a long shot. But Carnell's gone. Maybe Blanc could come back. Maybe we recall that loan.
I'd be cool with that. Well, I don't think it's happening, but I'd be down.
Coming back. He's very happy.
I'm sure they'll start Morales and then... and Wallum, and then that middle, like where Durkin is, like if it's the same formation, which hopefully they switch it up a little bit because you just don't have the players now to play this formation. But if you're playing those three middle, maybe the Oshrak be in the middle there.
You can see a Yaro fitting in there too.
God, I hope not. Stop putting our defenders in the midfield, man.
I think he needs to go back to the 5-2-1-2. You're right. We really don't have the MLS has coming out of the 3-4-2-1 last night. We don't have the players for a 3-4-2-1 anymore. We need to run with Klaus and someone else up top, Hartel behind him. And then Watts is going to be the one to replace Durkin, wouldn't you guys agree?
Yeah. I don't hate it. I'm happy with how Watts has played overall. He would never be my first choice, but when we've got, 7-8 injuries? You know, you only get, I think, 30 roster spots, so.
It's frustrating because this is what happened last year. It's just like, if we can get healthy, if we can get all these new guys, you know, involved. You saw how it was going the last 10 games last year, and then it's back to the same thing this year. Injuries are piling up. People are on leave. Our best players aren't going to be able to play. So now you only have, you know, one designated player out there, and then.
He doesn't even start.
Yeah.
We've got to see Klaus, man.
Klaus has to start, or he needs to move on so we can open up that other DP slot.
And that could have been part of the formation, but Klaus looked pretty bad
We still have an open DP slot too, don't we? I mean, we get three. I think we only have two.
Yeah, we do, because Leuven is not a DP. It's right now it is only Klaus and only Hartel.
Hartel, right? Yeah. I just
Berkey's not a DP?
No, he is not.
Toy Shirt's not? I thought Toy Shirt was one.
Nope, Toy Shirt is not one. We have an open spot. Leuven used to be one, but I don't know how it changed.
But I think that's why the only reason we were really able to get Hartel is that Leuven moved off. I don't know why they don't want to use that third spot. I don't know if it's money or what.
Same yeah, for Bobby Firmino.
Realm's going to come here before Firmino shows up.
Saving it for Josh Sargent.
And I think we've got, I think in a couple of weeks, isn't that when JGR, Reed, and Alm are supposed to come back mid-April?
Throw a dart in April, apparently.
Who knows?
Maybe Alm is the one that can breathe some offense into this team.
Now, you know who I would like to see replace Durkin? I know Trevor's going to agree with me on this. And this is because Morales does play more of a defensive role. So we don't have to replace him with someone defensive. Is Ostrock.
Yeah, I was wanting Ostrock in the middle.
Two wing backs and then two midfielders. I think Ostrock would be much better than Watts.
I mean, what you could do is drop Hartel down into the midfield instead of playing like that CAM half striker type role he was playing last game. Put him in the middle, and then you could like wing. In my opinion, you should wing Ostrock and Celio. Those are the two that looked the best last game in the limited time. It's definitely an attacking-minded formation, you know. But
which he's just not—he's not going to do.
No, he's not. He'll have Morales and Wallen back there, and then we'll go down 1-0, and we'll have to see. Like, hey, Celio, score a goal in 10 minutes. Maybe it's part of fitness too. Celio and Ostrock are both coming off of injuries, so I could definitely
see it being there. In one of his questions he answered, it was that Celio's still trying to work back into the fitness.
I feel like you could get 60 minutes out of him then, instead of the 30 we've been seeing or the 20.
We got 60 out of Nilsson, didn't we?
Yeah.
You know what else he said about Celio?
Hmm.
He said Celio had a very good combination with Vollum.
They had a couple of good give and goes on that side. They, I mean, when Celio came in,
when you think about it, Vollum did do good stuff.
I think I don't know if next week is the time to mess with your lineup either, going away to your rival. I don't know if that's the time to throw in guys who are just getting back to fitness or that haven't seen the field. So I don't think we're going to see much changes either anytime soon, at least.
That would be disappointing because Sporting Kansas City is a minor league team. You might as well change it up and try new stuff when the opponent's terrible.
They're getting a bump.
They're going to have a new coach bump. Yeah.
Maybe. They've gotten 1 point in 6 games. Is that true? That's crazy.
Is that true?
You know how close it is?
I was looking at it.
You know how close it is that we could be saying that about us right now, though?
Yeah, but we could also very well be saying we should have 4 more points if you just get one.
We should have 10 points. We should have won that Colorado game.
Yeah, is what it is.
I think that's what's so frustrating. Like, the fact that we're so close and that, you know, we're shutting these teams down defensively, we put the ball in the net, like, it's so frustrating. I'd rather them not even come close than have some shine in the second half and then it just turns into nothing.
I'm sorry. We're going to have to give the bird a credit on that.
Whose window is open?
There's no way you guys can hear that.
It's pretty loud.
We can.
I'm across the room from the window. The window is shut.
With Cole, Jack, Mike, Trevor, and Bird.
We're going to have to name that bird for sure. I went to the Pavilion store last time, they had these little like plush dogs, and it was Spirit the safety dog. I think it might need to be Spirit the something bird that is just the mascot of this podcast.
Wait, where were you? That Spirit the safety dog?
Spirit the loud ass bird.
The Pavilion store across from the stadium.
Huh.
What is that, a bit? What?
Nothing. I do see myself lighting up every time the bird tweets.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I'll send you guys a picture of my room, but I'm literally as far away from the window as I can get.
I believe you. I always like breathe real heavy, so I just like mute when I'm not talking.
So is that
you gotta keep all this in, by the way.
A little, hey, mute.
Hey, Mike, you should mute your mic so we don't hear that fucking bird.
I didn't want to say it. I'm just saying it could help.
Yeah. If you had one thing to change to fix the season so far, what would it be?
It might be a little rash. It might be a little mean. But I would send Betcher back to Denmark and tell him to figure it out somewhere
else.
Oh, no. Cole, if you could change one thing.
Well, yeah, I don't get to expand on it.
That's just you're just being a hater of Betcher.
Betcher hasn't had a good game since like October.
He scored against LA.
Everyone scored against LA. He hasn't done anything. He's played like 350 minutes. I'm gonna go look it up and get the okay. He's played 337 minutes. Two yellow cards, one goal. He's played in every match. He scored one goal. It's over. He's not playing good.
If these are your knocks for Betcher, why do you not keep those for Klaus? You keep saying you want to see Klaus. He hasn't scored in almost a year.
Last game might have been all formation because Klaus came in. Because I agree with Jack before the game started. I don't think it's Betcher's spot. I think Klaus, I mean, you have the money invested in him and they're both playing bad. You might as well see what Klaus can do. Because Betcher's been out there so much. But last game, when Klaus came on for Betcher, Betcher had a 5-6, Klaus had a 5-5. They both equally just didn't do anything, didn't get involved. So that could have been on the formation, could have been on how the defense was set up for Austin. But, I don't know. I can't score.
They also, this doesn't really have anything to do with the Betcher conversation, but you kind of talked about Austin. They were all like that left hand side, was it? But with Bakari or right hand side, like Nilsson and Horn. I thought Horn played all right, but they were getting like when he had to go out wide on that goal that he had, Bakari, when he like danced him and then played it in. I mean, that looked rough.
Yeah, Horn and Nilsson are a little slow. Bakari exposed them a couple times. And honestly, if he was a little bit more confident early on, he probably could have exposed him earlier as well. There's a couple times where he like hesitated and went back with the ball, which is good. But there was a couple times where down that right side of the Austin attack, it was exposing our left side. And you could tell, you know, when you're missing Totlin on the right, it shifts everybody over. Heber plays out on the right. So that, you know, and then we had to pull Wallum into the midfield. Wallum's got more speed than Horn. You know, might have been able to help out a little bit, but he's a good player. And yeah, that left side of our defense got exposed, and it led to an Austin goal. They're only one of the game.
I'm tired of watching Betcher do cardio during the match. I don't think he really has an impact on the game at all. And I'm tired of seeing it. We haven't scored in 4 out of 6 games. I don't know why you keep putting the same guy out there.
It's been Toyshirt more than Betcher.
Well, Toy Shirt's hurt. I can't blame Toy Shirt.
Well, if you're bringing up every game we've played, you definitely can.
I'm tired of seeing Betcher, and I don't want to see him anymore until he is playing better.
This is just like, and I'm going to throw people under the bus here. This is just like Trevor with Stroud.
Yep.
I mean, it's like you guys just see only the things you hate about it. And not, like, I'm not saying he's been one of our best players. He's not the issue. It's not just Betcher. Our offense sucks.
I think every striker is the issue. Betcher's the issue. Klaus's the issue. Toyshirt's the issue. And I think we should be given more. We should be given more hate towards Toyshirt because he's the one with the money invested into him right now. Well, I guess Klaus is as well, but we've kind of known what Klaus. You know, Klaus hasn't scored in 20 games. You know, Toyshirt's been here the least amount of time, and he's been out there the most, barring last game, and he hasn't had anything to show for it. So that whole attack is do we need to start talking about Hartel at this point? Because Hartel on paper has been having good games, and the eye test, besides the little fancy flicks that get intercepted, He's supposed to be the driver of this offense, and this offense is non-existent.
I mean, Klaus has played like 40 minutes in the last three games.
Yeah, but he didn't do anything beforehand. Toyshirt and Betcher also aren't doing anything. And then Klaus came in this game, nothing's getting done. So I think it's the formation and offense as a whole, and Hartel can be some to blame for that. Leuven could be some to blame for that. If you look at our midfielders in general, all three of them that started last game, Wallum, Dirk, and Morales, none of them are really offensive-minded. Like Mike said earlier, at least Wallum was trying. But then you see when Ostrock and Celio get in there, look how much – I don't think this is just an issue with our three strikers not being able to finish. I think it's the whole mindset as a team to be so defensive that we have nowhere to go with the ball till we're already down 1-0, and then we have to bring in those subs that are offensive-minded. And you saw how much of the ball we had. That whole second half we controlled. Unfortunately, you know, Austin sat 11 back, and we couldn't get any great shots there.
But I have a point. Jack, Betcher went to SLU.
I don't care where he went to college. I don't care if he's the freaking Queen of England. When your strikers aren't scoring goals, you don't play the same ones over and over again. This isn't preseason. These aren't friendlies. These matter.
We don't have anybody else. There's no one. There's no other striker.
Klaus. Dude, I would at this point, give me freaking... I can't even pronounce his name. Who's that guy we signed to City 2 this year? From Yaskalin or whatever? I'd rather see him out there. Give me Ostrock up top. I mean, there's things you can change. And the fact that we're just not changing them is blowing my mind.
I did see, this is my obligatory Matt Baker mention of each episode. He tweeted that we went into this game with an empty spot on the bench, and like, you know, he talked about, which I wanted to get to, Baumgartel getting in and going up top at the 85th minute was definitely something I didn't think I'd see. But we had, you know, Glover and Mekhi Joyner in City 2, and they couldn't even get like a temporary call up just to be on the bench. Like, you know, sure, I thought that was a little questionable.
Well, especially Glover, if Toy Shirt's out, Glover should have been on the bench. Because, you know, striker for striker. So I don't know why that wasn't done, even if you didn't have any plans to play him.
I'm tired of seeing Betcher out there. You know, Betcher's out there every game, and we just don't do anything.
Can we move on from Betcher? What do you think about Baumgartel up top? It looked weird. Can I get anything not Betcher?
I get why they did it. It's just, it's weird.
Yeah, they went back to the crossing in 40 times, and they realized they had no one to cross it in. So they put the tallest person they had out there. I thought it was a dumb decision. I thought Olaf made a bunch of dumb decisions. Starting with the starting lineup, I mean, like I said at the beginning, started five center backs. And we expect to score a goal?
Yeah. He started five center backs, and then one of our midfielders has been playing wing back all year. You know, he had six of our defenders. And then two defensive-minded center, like CDMs. That's why I'm thinking, like, this whole Betcher Klaus toy shirt debate, I think actually just stems a lot from they're not putting any, we can't even see their skill set or their shooting because there is no balls in behind. There is no space for them to work when, you know, you have no one driving forward and making that offense run.
So we asked Jack, and we got into the weeds on that. Mike, what do you think you could change, or what should change? What would you change?
I would mainly change the midfield, I think. Leuven, I mean, even Leuven was playing, but definitely Morales and Durkin. They're both just so defensive-minded that you're really relying on long balls and the wingbacks to create your offense. And I mean, six games in, it's just not working, not going to work. So I would definitely want to see more offensive-minded midfielders so that we can actually create some offense.
I just feel like when we first got, you know, like Hartel and T-shirt, these guys, it was like we were so excited. And the end of last season, they looked so good. And, you know, you got that hype all off season on how good it was going to look. And they've just been flat, and I don't know what the fix is. Even when they were down a goal, it just looked, at least towards the end of the first, beginning of the second half, there was just no urgency for a while, and I was like, what are we doing?
Yeah, and then when the subs come in and we get some urgency, we look like a completely different team after the weather delay. And you're sitting there and you're going, so we can only do this for 15 minutes a game, right? Like, where was this at the very beginning of the game when Alston was more than happy to just sit back and counterattack?
It's just frustrating. Trevor, did you have anything that you would want to change? Anything different, I guess?
I think pretty much Jack and Mike summed up kind of my similar, we all have similar thoughts on what to change, you know. I would just like to say, going forward, I think you've seen snippets of Toy Shirt Klaus, that pairing, have some XG. I mean, that's really our only XG the whole season has been when those two have been paired up there. So I'm thinking, you know, you have Klaus, Toy Shirt up top, Hartel in the middle. That's what we saw at the end of last year where we were scoring more goals. That's what we saw a little bit this year, you know, when some of those LA goals, that was pretty much all three of those guys getting in on the action. They pretty much got it all on what we would change. I mean, go back in time and tell people not to shoot so hard at Berkey's hands, and then, I don't know, cure cancer, I guess.
I think it's crazy that, like, if you would have told me at the start of the year before we saw this team that Berkey would be out for, what is it, a month or however long it's going to be, and Lunt was going to have to make, like, five consecutive starts, I would have been like, we're fucked. And the fact that we're not completely fucked, like, is giving me a little bit of hope. Like, if we can just figure it out in the final third and be a little more clinical with our chances, this is a contending team if they can stay like this defensively.
Yeah, I mean, Lunt's given us three games and only allowing two goals. That's pretty good for your backup keeper. Problem is we've only scored one goal during that. Defense looks solid again. Always looks solid. Frustrating is the best word to use.
We've also played some pretty good competition though, so now we'll get to see how we stack up against a bottom tier team. So Colorado's, you know, up in the playoffs. Austin's second in the West. San Diego is really, really good. And then LA, the one team that's actually out of the playoffs right now, we pumped 3-0. So Philly's also really good.
Seattle's at the bottom too.
Is Seattle at the bottom?
I think they're near there. They're 12th. They're right above the Galaxy.
So I mean, you know, San Diego's up there, Austin's up there, the teams we lost to. I guess we drew San Diego. The Austin we lost to, and Philly's way up there. And they're only 1-0 losses. Like, yeah, we need to score some goals, but I mean, Austin, we outplayed. Colorado, we outplayed. So let's see how we do against Sporting Kansas City coming up. Maybe we'll figure some stuff out. Some of these defenses are just good that we're going up against. And with the formation, it's not like we're going to get a ton of chances to, you know, if we miss one of our big chances, we might not get another with some of these defenses out there and how we play.
Luckily, the easiest thing for this team to fix, you know, theoretically, of course, is the offense. We saw at the end of last year that these Germans can come in and they can score. Yeah, I mean, it's not like the issue we all thought coming in the season was going to be the defense. 2 goals in 6 games, and we only have 8 points. So that's not exactly inspiring confidence, but theoretically, the easiest thing on this team to fix is what we're having issues with. So there is optimism, in my opinion. We can be a contending team. We could be a top half of the West team.
Especially as soon as these guys get healthy. Like, I say it every week, you know, we're talking about who could fit in here, who could fit in here. What happens when Alm comes back? I mean, Alm's a perfect guy we need right now to get the ball going forward. We just got to get some of these guys healthy.
End of April, we should go on a 10-game winning streak.
We should. Hopefully Totland's back by then, too. You'll be able to move Hebert back inside. Because I think this was Hebert's worst game by far, but he still didn't play that bad. You know, just a couple of bad passes here and there, but he still was close to a 7 rating. But I think he just excelled so much at that right center back, left center back role.
This game killed any Hebert out wide thoughts for me. I think he definitely fits better in the right center back role than trying to create. He never really looked dangerous the whole game, And honestly, Austin never really paid him much mind.
Jack, I'm not gonna comment.
I'm not gonna fall into the Kyle Hebert rage bait here.
Should I say we should ship him back to Canada? Is that what you said about Betcher?
Just I can't believe you guys want to see more Betcher. That's the more surprising part to me.
I don't want to see more. Said
more Betcher. I don't
think I'm not saying Betcher is a Ryan Pinn starter, but I'm not also not gonna put our entire offense being terrible on Simon Betcher.
I'm the guy that's played the most offense.
I'm pretty sure Martell has more minutes than him.
I'm just waiting. Any other? Do we want to wrap this up? The question I had was kind of related. We're talking strikers offense. I wrote on our little notes thing. Do we think that the offense and the slump they're in is like could be a long term about health and injuries? Do you think once people get back, we'll see some goals? Like, I'm just getting a little worried that this could be a bigger problem than we think, despite Mike being correct and saying it is the X.
I think it's not. I don't think it's going to be a long-term issue. I think Olaf's smart enough to make adjustments. I think most of it is the formation and the midfield's mentality. I'd love that we are not letting in a lot of goals. I think we still have the fewest goals given up this year, because wasn't Austin second and they had four? So we've still only given up two goals this year. Is that correct?
Yes.
So that's awesome. I think. You know, Olaf's always talking about quality on the ball going forward when we win it. We're all so deep that I think just a couple small changes in the midfield, a couple tweaks here and there, getting guys back will help too. Getting Alm back, getting Celio back to 100%, getting Ostrock back in 100%, Toysher at 100%, Klaus figuring it out. I don't think it's a long-term issue. Boy, it sucks right now, and I know it's boring soccer to watch, but if we can, this formation, we're not giving up goals. And as soon as we figure out how to get one or two pass, we'll be flying high, and hopefully some shaky defenses coming up on the schedule will help us out with that.
I hope that you're right. I think that this team does look different when they're fully healthy. I was scared to death of the defense going in, so I'm glad that the huge glaring problem is the lack of goals compared to just getting Swiss cheesed and giving up three or four a game. So there's definitely optimism for sure.
I think that bird's in a fight out there.
Dude, he's...
I'm with Trevor. This is a end of April. Yeah, ask me after the Kansas City game. I think the Kansas City game is going to tell us a lot about our offense. Because if we come out of Kansas City without a goal, it's panic button time.
Yeah, they've given up a goal every game this season. They have played some close games, so I don't want to make it seem like they're a pushover. They are at the bottom of the table, and we'll get into all of this next episode, of course. But, you know, they've played San Jose, D.C., Minnesota United, LAFC, FC Dallas. So it's not like they're playing elite competition either, but it's not like they're getting blown out 4-0 like they were at the beginning 2 years ago.
So, right, I'm not saying we're going to walk in and score 5 and leave, but if it's 1-0 or 0-0 versus Kansas City, everybody needs to take a step back and figure out what's wrong, because we need to score against them.
Exactly. I'm not hitting the panic alarm, but if we draw and, like Mike said, don't get a lot of goals, that panic alarm's going off in my head right away. I mean, I get it. It's away. It's a tough place to play. But, I mean, they've given up a goal to everybody if we don't go in and score. And even though it's an away game, and predictions are in a couple. I mean, we should win this game. If we don't, my alarm will be going off at that point.
I don't know if it will be a tough place to play, because I looked earlier and there's still quite a few tickets left to be purchased on the secondary market. So I don't know that the attendance at City Park West has been very light this season. So I don't even think it'll be a sellout. And there's usually a lot of red at the furniture outlet.
No excuses then.
Well, we'll get into it next week. I'm so excited for that episode. I think it'll be one of our best. Do we want to get into our nameless score?
No, we'll skip it. We'd skip this time.
We can skip this time, Trevor. Trevor, again.
We actually have a point to you now.
Nah, that's we'll hit it next week.
And the only point was given for Jack being a hater and saying that we wouldn't score any goals.
Hey, anytime you see Bench in that lineup, I'll throw a zero up there.
You sniffed the lineup yet. That was
recording. He just had a gut feeling Betcher was in there.
Oh my god.
He'd probably be in there next week too.
He'd throw the zero up on the board.
The toy shirt's out till in April, you said.
Yeah. So it's gonna be Betcher Klaus.
Hopefully it's Betcher Klaus, but
give me Celio.
I hope it's Klaus Ostrock.
If I need a Celio
start.
All right, save it for the preview episode.
I need a Celio start like I need oxygen to live.
We're trying to get recap the nameless game here. Jack got a point. Mm-hmm. He predicted he does take the lead solo with 3 points. Myself at 2, Mike still with 1, and Trevor just begging to get on the board, but he still is at 0.
I am getting closer and closer to my signed Heber jersey.
Has Trevor even played this year?
We're all having fun here. Wrap it up.
Hey, Mike, is that Trevor or Betcher down there, right? Right?
Betcher has a goal.
That's pretty sad when Betcher has more points than you.
First it was Zach Steffen, now it's Betcher. We need to move on.
Everybody turned into a Zach.
Us four and Olaf need to move on. I agree.
You two are trying to put me in this corner where I have to be like the biggest Betcher and Volum supporter. And
I like both of them.
They don't suck. That's all I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Are you sure about that? Are you sure?
I think okay. All right. Well, we'll talk more about it in the preview. The preview will be a good episode. That'll do it for us here at Inside City Limits. We will be back with you guys on Friday morning before anybody else making the trip out to KC? Is anybody else?
No.
It's interesting. Well, I'll be there.
If you're at KC,
that shithole,
go say hi to our buddy Cole.
I was going to flex, but I'm not. We will be coming to you guys on Friday morning. And until then, we will talk to you later. And let's go City.